Getting bids tonight, or?
Yeah.
Already.
That's Gwendolyn.
I opened them at 5.
Oh, you did? Let's call a meeting to order. It's
5:30.
It's a regular select board meeting Thursday, May 1st, 2025.
Yep.
First item up is the approval of the minutes of 4-3 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the 4-3 meeting.
Any discussion, corrections, errors, omissions?
I didn't see any.
I read them before I came tonight. All those in favor of approving the minutes as printed, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item up is appearances by local citizens and visitors. If you're not on the agenda specifically, this is your time that you can bring things up to the select board. Nothing? Ernest? Bob? Okay. That went fast.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is the Northeast Kingdom Broadband Appointment of Representative for 2025.
Yeah, we usually do that every year. They sent this to us. It's still Wendy Matthews and Dave Gilley.
Mm-hmm.
We had appointed them. We never signed this.
And they still want to do it?
Yep.
Okay.
Newport Town held on the first day of May. We just need a motion to...
Mm-hmm. I make a motion that we appoint Dave Gelly and Wendy Matthews as the representatives for the Northeast Kingdom Broadband. Discussion.
All good.
All those in favor of appointing Wendy Matthews and David Gelly, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. It says select board.
Select board chair, but you guys
usually help. It says date. Select board chair date.
Yep.
So, just we all sign it?
You usually do.
I'm going to put my name way down here at the bottom. There.
It's so difficult.
Did you guys get that email from, just while we're on communications?
Put your oil on the back.
Verizon's putting in a tower? Did you get that?
No, but I heard about it.
Okay, it's over by...
Now the town clerk, I saw.
Michael Bro's place on Route...
By where?
Michael Bro.
Oh, really? Yeah.
399 Route 100 over there.
It's actually this side of Michael Bro's. It's Tyler St. Holmes up behind his house.
Okay.
It's got the long driveway that goes up.
Yep. Yeah. So it's up in there. It's going to be, from what I read, wireless. Communication.
Yeah. They told him it's supposed to have the 5G and everything else, and it'll take in 3 to 5 miles and make communication better. And I wondered, remember back when the Border Patrol come in, talked to us?
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if they were part of that. I don't know.
They were supposed to go up by our...
Yeah.
The wells up there.
But I think they've been looking everywhere and trying to get in.
Hey, up on the top is clear spot to Jay, so...
Because I know over there near Hillica's store in Coburn Hill, there's a lot of it's been dead spots. Back when John Garvey was the Border Patrol, he said they come down the hill and it was dead till they got halfway to town here. So, so that might be part of the reason that they're putting it in that area. I'm just guessing, but
it can't hurt.
No, no.
They're gonna do a balloon test.
Oh yeah,
they
balloon up near.
Yeah,
120 whatever the feet is of the tower.
Yeah.
And they're going to float a balloon on May 13th so people can drive by and say, that's how high it will be.
Oh, there'll be a lot of calls of what it is.
This is Verizon doing that?
Yes. Yeah. And you want the letter?
No.
The only thing I'm thinking that might complain is the airport, because I know that's kind of a path into the landing strip of the...
But I don't think it's too very tall. 100 feet.
Should help the cell service in this area. Because right now we seem to shoot everything out of Canada. I know my cell service is terrible.
All right. Next item up is Jennifer. Hopkins for the greeter.
I got the handouts, which is your grant application from this year. You guys get the shortened version, and the town clerk gets all of the supplemental paperwork. And I don't know whether I emailed it to you or not. I should have.
I think you did.
I hope I did. Anyway, you got an award this year, and this year you're getting covered for sort of 30%. The last page is your budget in there. So what we were asking for was $35,000. They're giving us a little over $22,000. And this is an estimated budget sort of based on the time frame that you ran for this past year. You ran from 6 to 6, 7 days a week, and whatever, about 1,200 hours. And I think we added in a little bit more in there because we were going to start a week early, and there's also training that is there. And that's sort of the down and dirty, except for you guys can be proud. You have the second busiest greeter station in the Northeast Kingdom.
Wow. Yeah. Who's first?
Willoughby.
Oh.
Willoughby.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They met on, I don't know if Tom told you because he spaced the meeting, but they met on Monday this week.
Yeah.
The three of them got together.
Yeah.
My question to you is, can we get, you've got the iPad, right?
We're getting it on the 19th.
Tom wants to know if we can have two iPads.
We'll see if they've got a second one.
Okay, and did I give you the battery pack for last year?
You put it in with all the greeter stuff.
Where is that? Oh, it's probably in the shack.
Okay.
I bet you it's in the shack.
Yeah. There's a plastic container, and you put it in the plastic container?
I did. Okay.
I think you did.
Okay, so they...
You're asking me. I can't remember what I did this morning.
So they traded numbers. They're going to start... The training is on the 18th.
Yeah.
They're going to start on the 19th.
Okay.
And they're going to try to do it 6 to 6, but if it's crappy weather,
okay,
you know, they won't...
I thought they were going to start that first weekend. They were going to be there on Saturday. But that's okay. Yeah, it's between Tom and you. I basically help coordinate, and I write the grant and do some of the paperwork, but I let other people do the on-site management.
So we've got it. They got their schedules all taken care of. And like I say, they're going to, if it's crappy weather, they're just going to go home. But basically, it's going to be same thing, 6 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah, and we don't need anything. I bought them supplies
that
they wanted. That's ready for them to pick up, but that's the other expenses.
Send me the bill so we can submit it with a grant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Because you can get it all goes towards making your minimum if we are short on hours, that type of thing. One thing to explain about this grant is that we've basically said that you're going to work enough or spend enough that you're going to have $35,000 in expenditures. If you fall below that by 10%, then they will cut the grant award. The likelihood of falling below 10% is very, very small, but it's something that does happen periodically. Usually if you get flooded out, some of the other greeter stations have had that problem. I don't think we'll get flooded out at the Strawberry Acres.
The hot water thing is off the table, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good. That's what I heard. We're still trying to negotiate and see if we can get one by Newport Marine Services.
The consensus with the three people is that the three, Tom and Chloe, they don't want one down here if possible.
Yep.
They said it's going to their feeling is they're not going on busy days. They're not going to have time to wash the boats because when people get out, they want to just go.
Yep.
You know, like they come out at 3 on the fishing tournaments, they just want to leave.
Yeah.
So they said, we're not going to have to have time to wash the boats.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we put it, we're going to wash it, and all the water's going to go in the lake.
The only place that the state was suggesting was private land, which is on the other side of the road that goes south, is right by the fishing access.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that's a private road. I know it's private property.
Yeah.
It might be Miller's property.
It is Miller's.
Lower Field, yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're going to get a pressure washer for down there?
No, they
don't want the people, the boat breeders don't want one.
Oh, because Tom mentioned something about
We're thinking, we're trying to see if we can negotiate with the state, which is a problem because the state cannot really negotiate with private entities, but it would be MWA that would do it for getting the decontamination unit that exists for Meth Magog at Meth Magog Marine right by the 91 access road. But the problem is, anybody who's coming from Burlington is certainly not going to want to drive through Newport and then come back and then launch. And, you know, they are not going to launch probably for the boats. You know, South Bay would be the only other one for them. Newport City Dock is not that advantageous for boat launching. You very rarely are seeing the boats there. You know, they've got a fair
amount of traffic. It's crowded down there real fast.
Yeah, and there's no place to park, which is, you know, one of the things. Strawberry Acres is good on parking. South Bay's excellent, but South Bay has a couple of bridges that are, right now, dicey unless you're, you know, you lie down in your boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sort of one of those things. But the state's very pleased with the program. You guys have done, you know, or your greeters have done an excellent job. And Denise has been great on handling the paperwork and coordinating.
Tom Latta spoke to me about having the guy that comes in does DASH, or diver-assisted suction harvesting at the marina, to look at Strawberry Acres to see if it's an issue that should we address pulling some milfoil.
And it was something that we looked into 3-4 years ago, I think now. And right now, we can apply next year if there is some, and maybe, you know, it would be good to see if we could get somebody in to look. There is growth that's there. In this year's application, I said that we might do some hand pulling. If we can get some people to come and just pull right by the launch area. Last year, MWA did the section of the launch by the boat access in South Bay. And so they cleared a path there. We're potentially going to do it again, but the pricing has gone up. It's doubled because the person who does DASH will not do South Bay. So, yeah. And our replacement person's just beginning to get there. And we can see. I think Rob Swamp Guan is coming up. He's supposed to be.
Tom had another guy from South Hero?
Yeah. He's the one it's double the price.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just gotta love tariffs.
And who knows? I mean, he's new. It's $1,200 for Rob a day, and this other guy is $2,600, I think. Can't remember.
I had that milfoil brought up to the house. My wife put it in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Fertilizer.
Oh yeah, it's great. You just have to make sure it's, you know, sort of dead, and it doesn't like growing outside of water.
Right. Sitting out in the hot sun.
Yeah.
It shrivels up into powder.
You just want to keep Phragmites out of there because sometimes it does not roast enough to kill the Phragmites, and that's that you don't want in your garden. Yeah. So, but anyway, it's a good program, and you guys are great about supporting it, and. I can't think we've had any problems. We've been very lucky. One slightly dicey greeter, but, you know.
How can we really tell if it's working?
You don't know.
I know.
This is one of the things the state has, of course, just announced that Meth Magog has zebra mussels. We've known we've had zebra mussels. They were in Canada. The fact that they weren't, quote, down here, they just had not found them. And last year the studies turned them up. So at this point, I think we'll be hopefully maybe more targeted, but there's not much you can do. Zebra mussels, you won't be able to stop. Milfoil you can't keep it out of this lake.
The spiny water flea?
Don't even mention that.
Okay.
Spiny water flea, the round goby. We've got hydrilla that's coming up the Connecticut River. Spiny water flea is coming up. All of them are coming from the Great Lakes, and these are all invasive. The round goby is the one that's a real problem, and they're trying to shut down the canal into Champlain to prevent it from coming. because that is, it's a fish and it is no nutrients and it eats everything and then provides no nutrients for the fish that might eat it.
Oh.
So it's sort of one of those things. You know, it's a matter of time. I think right now we're doing the best we can. You know, we keep the stuff off of the boats and you know, just okay. hope. You know, but the spiny water flea is going to be the fisherman. It's going to come on the fish line. And, you know, that's going to take a long time to figure out if we have it because it's like this big and clear. Yeah, so it doesn't show up.
Never heard of it.
No, some of these you won't. And, you know, it's just a matter of, unfortunately, it's a matter of time.
You don't have to wait too long anyway. Say Memphimagog is very close to being... what they call it on the news, it was contaminated or whatever.
You know, there's ins and outs of the yeah. contamination, and some of it, yes. You know, as we jokingly say, MWA did a thing on the PFOAs, the plastics, and there was a higher level of PFOAs on the Michael Dunn property than there was in the water. Because it's coming, it's like the acid rain, if we all remember. Some of us aren't old enough. It came from, you know, the Ontario smelting plants. Yeah. And there's, you know, it's coming every direction. So the only thing we can do is postpone, and I think that, you know, the greeter program is really well worthwhile. You know, as long as the state continues to support it, that's going to be the diciness of what's going to happen in the next year. You know, we'll see the state funding drop down. The funding was at 72. We're now at about 62. So we lost 10% of the reimbursement from the state. And do lose more.
Okay.
We're
all in this together.
I know. I think, as usual, I've taken up too much of your time.
No.
Do you have any questions, by the way? Any other ones, I guess? Yeah.
We're on track.
Okay.
Everybody, we're all on the same page.
Yeah. So. I can say it's a pleasure to work with your crew, you know, and I'm looking forward to, maybe not looking forward to, but I am welcoming a new change of pace. Yeah.
That's right.
And now that you get people trained, they disappear. What are you going to say? But you'll be
we okay. have just the two greeters still, or
three?
Yeah. So we should be fine. And training is at the Gateway Building on Sunday, May 18th. So,
yeah,
if anybody
are you
going to
be there?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you bring the iPad for Tom and Colleen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Colleen needs one too?
Yeah, we'd love to have two.
Okay.
But Tom can share, and okay. I told them they could still drop it off at my house. I mean,
okay.
I'm still there, so they
okay.
can trade there.
I'll see, I'll reach out to the state and see if they have an extra one.
Because they're going to need at least that one for the May 18th training.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Colleen, Tom asked me to make sure that you brought
yeah,
it's
going to come. Otherwise, we'll not be happy with the state official who's doing the training.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Yeah, that's how we got in last time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. And I'm just going to stay and listen to one other section that's coming up on your agenda, then I'm disappearing.
You're more than welcome to.
Thank you.
Mike, Road Commissioner's Report.
Open paving bids at 5 o'clock today. Had three bids, one from Hutchins for $84.25 a ton for 1,434 tons, and one from Pike at $87.25 for the same number of tons, and one from Gray's Paving at $96.48. I recommend we go with Hutchins.
Excellent. We had authorized Mike to make that decision at the last meeting,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
I've done it this way the last 3 years.
Yep,
and
I'm fine.
Open them and I make a recommendation.
Yep, we don't
I
have any.
I welcomed them to plead their case if they wanted us, and nobody thought you were going to change your mind.
Okay.
It's pretty good money difference in the,
yeah.
the
yeah.
Hutchins price is great because it's actually under our budgeted amount.
Okay.
Still doing just the 1 mile?
Yep.
And they'll get at it before
snow flies?
September.
There is a clause in there they'll have it done by
yeah.
a certain date. I don't know if it's October 1st or September 1st.
Yeah.
This is for paving up on top of Vance Hill. a mile up there?
Yep. It's
starting like in front of Charlie Buck's?
Yep, that's the oldest pavement from up there to over the other side is the oldest that we have in town.
Okay.
We don't need a motion for that, right?
No.
Okay.
We've been doing a bunch of culvert inspections, a lot of different trainings. We've been to MSHA, we went to flagging training, just kind of biding our time until we can start getting busy. Got the trucks. Well, the newest truck that we just took delivery of, we got to bring back next week. The hydraulic tank is leaking. Could be a minor issue.
We had one year that blew it right here in the main.
That was the hose blew off.
One of them lost a plug out of it. 1 year.
The same day.
Yeah.
Out of the transmission.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the 2014 Freightliner that. Yeah. Different companies. Mm-hmm. So that's going back on Wednesday. We've got more trainings coming up. Roads looking good. Hopefully unpost them in the next week or so.
Okay.
Really all I got.
Good. Anything from Mike on roads? Nothing. Water, sewer, solar, and recycling report.
I did get a new proposal from Jessica something on the sleeper pond with the. I CC'd you in an email this afternoon. I responded to her when she asked if we, if they get it 4 feet below the stream bed, if we could not encase it in concrete, which if they're 4 feet down, I'm fine with it. But she didn't want to do the sleeve, and I asked her, I recommend we put the sleeve regardless.
I still think we need a sleeve.
Yes, and that's what my email stated.
Yep.
That the sleeve should be important for.
It doesn't have to be encased in concrete, but we should have a sleeve.
Yeah, and of course I didn't get the email out till this afternoon, so I haven't heard back from her, but they're trying to get this project going.
And the second water line has.
I've found multiple. Denise overloaded me with files that were hiding in the office, and there's maps from when Andrew did that, and the state had requested, or the engineer had requested it, you know, for them to mark out just what they did, and if they're correct, there's only one water line out there, which is great.
Good.
And Andrew's back from Florida, and I think Mike's going
to
talk to
him
next week. See for sure.
Because if you saw that email at the bottom, there was an attachment with a picture of that.
I saw that.
And that's pretty clear. So hopefully that'll take care of a lot of them concerns. Water usage is great, 16,000-17,000 gallons a day. Nothing.
So I can start filling my wife's pool little by little?
Little by little.
Okay. That'll make her happy. She wanted to get in it the other day, and I said no.
We had the sewer inspection. Overall, everything was pretty good. Nothing really stuck out. The covers on the septic tank are really old and really heavy, and they're kind of falling apart, and they're dangerous. So I'm going to have them replaced. I'm scared to death I'm going to drop one in the tank, closing them back up. So I'm working on getting a number on replacing them with, like, aluminum or something.
What's on there now?
They're really heavy steel.
Oh.
There's a riser, and then they're inside it?
No, they're flat. They're hinged. They used to have chains to try to
Would it help if we put one of those plastic risers around it?
It's not.
If we get a new one?
They're square. I think.
This opens up big.
Yeah.
But it's really not that big. I just, like, when me and Jason were closing them up after the inspection, I waited. We went and got Ty for more hands because they're just.
Wow.
They're really heavy. And
should look into getting something.
Yeah. We'll get them fixed up. And when we went to alternate the fields, the valve for field 3, I believe, we could not turn. So I actually have a valve from the last time that happened. We had bought two and only needed to replace one when it actually happened. So I'm going to get that fixed. I think that was really it. I got a question. I haven't talked to the gentleman yet. He left me a voicemail about hooking up his camper to our sewer. I ain't quite sure just what exactly he wants to do. I was reading over the sewer ordinance, and it kind of says if he wants to put something there that they need to have a toilet. And it kind of says that it should be directly hooked to the town line. That's an awful expense that he bears, but you guys familiar with how the ordinance is written?
His property for his camper.
Yeah. I haven't spoken with him. I called him back.
Once they do that, it changes the camper from just being a camper to like a residential thing.
Well, it's a residential lot. So a camper that's there could hook up to it. He would be charged the same rate as what the rest of the people pay as far as sewer goes.
I bring it up because I've been asked this before on another property.
City of Newport has a dump station at the sewer plant.
Correct.
Most people, when they hear the cost they got to bear, they just kind of shy away from it. Because the sewer line is in the middle of the crossroad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I ain't really want
him. No, they'd have to do all the cost. And
to the crossroad.
Yes, and repave it and everything after.
Is a house on the property now?
Mm-hmm. I would think they could tie into their own line, but the ordinance as it reads sounds like it should go to the town line.
Yeah.
As I read it, I just food for thought. I will get more information, and if I have more questions, I'll let you know.
Make more sense to dig up the property where the house is and connect there.
On taxes, is that listed as so many bathrooms in a house?
Yeah, and if the camper's there more than 180 days, it'll be taxed.
Yeah. So
they're trying to bypass having to go and dump their tank.
Yeah.
They want to connect it to the town sewer. The nearest I got from his voicemail, but
I would think they'd have to pay the same rate as what the other users pay for sewer.
Yeah, it's another connection.
Right. And they'll have to do all the hookup.
Yeah.
Even if they hook into their own line and do it, it's gonna be their expense and it'll be another.
But are they going to be?
It'd be another sewer charge.
6 months there, and then 6 months somewhere else, or
it would be a yearly sewer charge. I think that's what we got to do because we don't know.
Morning, so
I have that ordinance. I'll read it at home. So.
Yeah, there's a lot in the ordinance, and that's all I have.
But if we didn't do it by the year, then they're going to start jumping around, and you'd want to do it by the year, I think. But we'll have to see what the ordinance says.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll talk to the gentleman too, hopefully.
Okay.
Maybe better off just having Georgia City and dump.
He brought it to your attention?
He left me a voicemail this morning. And
okay.
We have a meeting today, so what better time to ask?
Okay. Yeah. Anything more from Mike on water and sewer? Solar panels working okay?
Seem to be. Yeah, the other day I thought we had a problem. There was only one up, the rest were down. But then I got looking, the wind was really whipping, so I guess that was why they were.
I have nothing to report out on our recycling. We're still actively looking for a new executive director.
See the ad, the Chronicle.
Yeah. It went with the community or something. We hired an organization to search New England for that position, so.
Now that summer is here on that, can we come up with something to put on that floor up there so next winter it's not so slippery?
We've had that discussion. Charlie and me, and Charlie wanted to paint it with something, and I
don't think painting, but there's got to be something that they can put on there to make it gritty.
I can ask my nephew. He does floors.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, last winter when that lady fell, I mean, she hit that and off she went.
Yeah.
It's slippery.
We put rugs in.
Yeah, just at the beginning, but yeah. Still, when it gets wet in there, it's cold, it gets slippery. Because I have the same thing in my garage, and I put a rug in. When it's cold, that floor, we should have probably broomed it when we did it instead of smoothed it.
Yeah. Would have been still, better. If it gets wet.
But we didn't think of that, you know.
If it gets wet and freezes.
Yeah. Still. And the weird part is, like I said to Charlie, we never had a problem down here, and the water used to run right in. Yeah. It was all ice.
Acid etch that?
Huh?
Put acid on it and etch it?
Well, you want to be able to clean it.
Yeah.
Sweep it out. You know, you can rough it up as much as you want, but then it becomes a mess. And it's a nice building with a nice floor. And
I went...
A squeegee would go a long way getting the water out of there, you know?
I don't know what it is, and it's probably... But I know Richard McAllister's house. I happened to go to his place one time, and his garage floor, it's like a checkerboard. But it's... I don't know if it's paint or what it is, but it makes it not slippery. Hmm. I don't know what it is, but these concrete guys ought to know.
Yep.
Somebody,
yep.
You know, they should know.
I can ask my nephew.
Yeah.
He does floors every day.
But okay. I think we Find should out. Do something yeah. before next winter.
Find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to find out on that, right?
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Anything more on the infrastructure of the town? Water, sewer, solar, recycling? Any questions? Okay. Sheriff's report.
Yeah. Well, we had a total of 11 hours patrolled in town.
I read that.
Yeah.
I made a comment.
Well.
For the month of March.
Yeah. For the month of March. There were zero tickets issued. One warning issued, but that was out on Route 100, so we didn't. That's the state traveled lane. No arrests, no fines, and they actually did have one arrest, but it was an arrest on a warrant. And they had the agency assist for, who was that? Agency assist for, that's out on the Lake Road. They spent 2 hours out there backing up other agencies. They had a violation conditions of release that took 3 hours because they had to apparently take the person in. There's I don't know, but
3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a violation conditions of release. So yeah, don't know.
And that came out of our 11.
Apparently, yeah. And case follow up on a gun case. It was an hour and a half. For stolen gun. So, got our money's worth.
Yep. Any questions on the sheriff's report?
Can I just go back on the road budget again?
Yeah,
I forgot
sure.
something. We got our yearly meeting with VTrans on May 13th at 8 a.m. So, if...
13th?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday, May 13th at 8 a.m. So, do you guys, if two of you
here
are...
Here or at the garage?
Here. If two of you are going to be here, we'll have to warn a special select board meeting. Usually you guys come, right?
I was going to say, usually we all come.
Yeah.
Well, the last couple of years, I thought we just, one of us did it.
I can't really remember.
I can stay away. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
You sign the mileage, they tell us what we get for money.
Yeah.
It's nothing generally too serious.
No, and then they let us know if we're going to get two-for-one money or whatever.
Actually, usually you come.
Yeah.
You're elected.
Well, gee, thanks.
You want that as an official motion? Or
are you going to be working at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday?
No, but I know I have another appointment, but I think it's 9:30, so hopefully it'll work out.
Oh,
okay. So if
I'll double check. If not, one of you guys will have to come.
Yeah,
and if two of you decide to come, just let Hannah know so she can schedule a meeting. Okay, thanks. Sorry about that.
Well, Mike will be here.
Yeah.
Mike should be here.
Okay.
All right. Moving on the agenda, the Lister's Assessor classification or clarification on appointment of Steve and Arlene as assessors in until the 25 grand was.
Yeah, I just want it clarified because, see, we voted at town meeting to eliminate the position of Listers. So after 45 days, we have no, if nobody petitions the town, we have no more Listers. So I just want it clear in a minute so that nobody can challenge it, that you guys appointed Steve and Arlene as assessors until the 2025 grant list is lodged.
Right.
I just want it wanted it clear in the minutes.
Okay.
So that nobody can, there's no gray
so
area.
So when is NEMRIC coming online?
After the 2025 grant list is lodged. Which
okay, so we have to have someone lodge the grant list.
Yep, and Arlene and Steve agreed to do the 2025 grant list, and Steve has agreed to stay on and help. Once Hannah gets an assistant, hopefully the assistant town clerk will double as the assessor's clerk, and
okay.
Steve has said that he'll come in and train them on the camera program, and then I've talked to NEMRIC, they'll come up, they'll do the training
okay.
as well, and then we'll have to just see what we want them to do and how much we want them involved.
Okay. You follow the whole...
I did.
We don't want to lose
right.
that
right.
sight of that. Okay, good. So, we'll make a motion that we appoint Steve
Naragi.
Yeah.
Naragi
yeah.
and Arlene Brown as assessors until the 25 grand list is lodged.
And when will that be lodged?
Well, I don't know. They have to... lodge the abstract, and then that has to be lodged 14 days before they do grievance, and then they have to hold a grievance day. So probably the end of May, beginning of June, hopefully.
Then the abstract has to be done by June 1st, right?
June 4th.
4th? Oh, okay.
Yep.
So by July, the new thing should start.
Yep.
Okay. See ya.
Bye,
John.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Always enjoy your meeting.
Thank
you. Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? In the minutes, they are officially appointed.
Thanks,
until.
Guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next item up is sign the orders, review and approve bank statements and journal entries. I did that when I came in
yep,
early.
I did.
Think that two of you.
I get it. Yep.
I'll make a motion that we approve the orders as printed and put before us, and the statement and journal entries. Discussion.
All good.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? No. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Any unfinished or new business?
I got a couple things.
Okay. You guys anything? Nothing? Denise.
Hey, we signed Hannah up because you guys said she was on going to have full benefits as of June 1st. So Hannah has another insurance policy that's not going to end until September. She can't cancel that policy because Hannah worked previously for the federal government. They won't let her get out of her new policy, her present policy until... the day that she would have to come on to our insurance is on October 1st. That being said, she has to pay so much out of her federal paycheck, so to speak, so much every other week. So being that she is eligible for full benefits, but she can't go on MVP till October 1st because you can't have two insurance policies. I would like to know if you guys would be willing to pay what comes out of her paycheck, which is $95.74 every 2 weeks. So instead of paying the full premium of $1,400 from now till October 1st, beginning June 1st, which is when you gave her full benefits, would you be willing to pay to make her whole to pay the $95.74 every 2 weeks?
That's a better deal than our MVP.
Yeah. Because
yes.
So. We budgeted for her salary and the benefits. So.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, and then we talked to Jack Roberge, and because we did not know this, so we signed her up to MVP. So we called Jack today. We just found this out today, and Jack said, "No, I can just hold off until October 1st."
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
We wouldn't.
That would be great. And then,
are you a single? or married or what?
Single. I mean, I live with my partner, but we are not married.
Okay.
So.
Is he covered under your insurance?
No. When he turns 26, I think we will try to make that happen. Jacques thinks he can do that. Once we've been living together for that amount of time. But right now, no. That's a couple years away.
Okay.
And then if Hannah needs me to work to help her going forward, you guys will pay me what I'm getting paid now, just like as an accounts payable check.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem.
You know, paid in her part-time work help.
If you can talk her into it, please feel free.
Usually when you quit and come back, they pay you more.
No, no, it's like,
I think she deserves more than what she's been getting.
Fight with her every year.
And I got one more thing. The fire department, their dispatching bill came due and they paid it out of their budget. Typically, we reimburse them before the taxes are due. We've done that the last couple of years. Are you guys willing to do that this year again?
So,
didn't we vote that in to pay for that?
Yeah, that's in their budget.
It's in their budget.
And it gets pulled out of their budget and makes us whole again?
Well, then in October when we pay them, whatever they got voted in at town meeting, we'll deduct
less
this amount of money.
Okay.
Yep.
Do they need it to operate?
They've got the money. They've got, I just did the bills today. I think they have $6,000 left in their general fund account. They got their fundraising, their gun raffle, they're still getting money from that. Then they've got the barbecue that they're going to have in June, July, whatever.
I don't have a problem. Do you guys?
Yeah.
As long as the funds go from where they're supposed to where they're supposed to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to borrow. They have to, for them to have to borrow money.
Yeah.
When we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want that as an official motion?
No.
Okay.
I think we need it. That's all I have.
Did it go off?
No, still going. There it goes.
It's still going?
You touch the screen, it'll light up. Just took an extra minute.
That's all I have. Hannah's been here for 3 weeks. She's been doing great.
Good.
I think we've got a good thing going.
Good. So, any news on the person that's supposed to share the assessors and the town clerk position? Okay.
We just listed that in the paper yesterday, might have been the first day it ran.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to make sure that we don't wait till.
No, we've.
Yeah.
Okay.
We advertise them. We're putting out feelers word of mouth.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys know that Hannah changed the hours that the office
I
is
see it's
open?
On the window.
Yeah, 7 to 3:30?
Yep,
except Thursdays will be 7 to 5:30.
Okay. Yep.
We put that in the paper as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
That's all we have.
See how things go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Any other new business?
Nope.
I thought Jason was going to be here.
Oh, yeah. I guess not.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. I invited him.
Okay,
I didn't.
Yeah.
Jason.
Willie.
From the fire department.
Fire team.
Chief.
Willis.
Willis. Oh. Thank you. Willis. Not Willie. Willis.
You were really close.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. Thanks.
They got their meeting tonight anyway.
Okay. Well, he's not here anyway, but we need to discuss this. We'd like to, as a group, put something together to honor you.
Oh, Jason. No. Don't do that.
It's word around town is that we're going to do something. So what days are you free? What we wanted to do is have the fire
station. We're going to have it whether you're there or not.
We were going to cater something at the fire station that people could come in and say goodbye.
Well, I ain't dying.
Well, I know that, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, it must be pretty close. You bought an air conditioner, my God.
Yeah. Either that or hell froze over.
Yeah, one or the other.
So what would be a good day for you? Whatever we come up with, you'll show up. Yeah.
Okay. Weekends are okay?
Unless it's a t-ball game.
We have a schedule.
Not yet. Probably.
We'll get a couple of dates, tentative, and go from there.
T-ball games are usually in the morning, so anything afternoon.
We thought it would be nice if there was like some finger food type of stuff or whatever, and people could come in and get a bite to eat and say goodbye, Denise.
So Hannah's going to have a job, but you're not supposed to know that. Setting this up. Right? <Yay. laughs> We're going to christen her in right.
You know,
I do not do that.
I don't know who's in charge yet. So.
I was approached at Glover's down there and wanted to know, you guys going to do something for Denise?
Yeah.
Yes.
Denise doesn't want anything.
You never.
You don't. You don't have a choice.
You didn't want your picture up on the wall. It's there now.
But Jason's given us permission to use it at the fire station. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll
keep you. We'll let you know.
We'll keep you posted.
Do an evening, 4 or 5 o'clock, 5 to 6 o'clock. Do an evening would be nice.
Is that what you'd like better?
Yeah, an evening might be nice. Yeah.
Okay. Like I mean,
5 o'clock at night, like a Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Mike's pretty busy.
So. No, he's not.
Okay. Well, he goes up now.
All right.
Okay. Well,
we've planned it for an evening. Tuesday or Wednesday.
We just got to get with Jason and see what's
going on. And we'll set something up and let you know when it's going to be.
She keeps shaking her head.
I don't know.
What that's all about.
I don't know.
He knows.
She got a tick here?
All right. Anything else?
I make a motion we adjourn.
We don't need an executive session, and thank you.
I don't think so.
Right.